Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Alleluia.
O Lord our God, who made the day to gladden us with its fair light, we praise your name, imploring aid, for day will soon give place to night. The evening shadows grow apace, advancing they will hide the sun. As darkness creeps upon the earth, when daylight hours their course have run, we beg you, Lord and God Most High, protect us with your presence blessed. Though weary, keep our souls in peace, and not by gloom of night oppressed. Let not the setting sun go down on hearts distressed with sin and sore, but sheltered by your gentle grace, may we behold the day once more. Presta pater piissime, patrique comparunice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omne saeculum. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice, and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon, from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Saba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the children of the poor, and rescue them from slavery. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak, and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives, to him their blood is dear. long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will save the children of the poor and rescue them from slavery. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. A reading from the first epistle of Saint Peter. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly, as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
He has brought me to green pastures,
I shall want for nothing.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
If you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure and flowing over. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. If you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure and flowing over. Merciful God, strengthen Francis our Pope and Sean our Bishop. Keep them free from harm. Look favorably on our country, Lord. Free us from all evil. Call men to serve at your altar and to follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, that they may follow you, the divine Lamb, wherever you go. And may the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods.
Bless your people, Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Almighty and merciful God, who made the priest Saint John Vianney wonderful in his pastoral zeal, grant, we pray, that through his intercession and example, we may in charity win brothers and sisters for Christ and attain with them eternal glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.